Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
Oh my God, people are texting in! Morning, you stupid idiot.
106.5, The End.
So real quick this morning, here's a update on the coronavirus in Sacramento County. 525 confirmed cases with 21 deaths. In Placer County, 115 confirmed cases with 3 deaths. Yolo County, 50 confirmed, 1 death. Solano County, 88 confirmed with 1 death. And San Joaquin County, 217 confirmed with 13 deaths. We'll try and update these numbers for you every morning as we get it right here on the Wake Up Call.
How many did you say in Sacramento County? How many deaths?
21.
Wow.
But there was good news, though, that came out today that now officially they are saying we are going to be below those numbers that the White House predicted.
For California.
No. Nationally. They predicted, remember when they were like 100 to 240?
Yeah, I heard that some people don't agree with that.
Oh, really?
I heard that that's based on just one model, and all the other models say otherwise, but...
Oh.
So here's what
the hell do I know, honestly?
I mean, what the hell does she know?
I mean, predicting a lot of things is very, a very slippery slope, right? So we can predict where it's going to go, but who knows?
Who knows?
Right.
Because there might be a bunch of dummies that decide that they want to go somewhere and get together and continue to spread it, you know... That's why social distancing is super important. Even now people are saying, I wouldn't really call it social distancing anymore. Physical distancing is probably makes a little more sense when you're looking for a phrase to really describe
right.
it. And making sure that you continue to wash your hands and make sure to stay inside unless you need to go somewhere.
But everything is looking like Californians. And honestly, guys,
yes,
we are doing the damn thing. California has the best rating right now for we took it seriously.
Yep.
We're staying away from each other.
Yep.
We're not screwing around.
And we had every reason to be New York.
Right.
We were given every opportunity to be New York.
Right. So on Friday, a couple of Fridays ago, we did our first ever Wake Up Call Town Hall, which we were all super proud about. We put a lot of work and a lot of effort into it, and we got some great feedback. So this Friday, we're going to do it again. Friday morning at 7 a.m., we're going to have a bunch of guests on. We're going to stop the music for an hour, and we're going to talk about this and get a status update of where we are, not only as Sacramento, but as California, as this thing continues to spread, and hopefully we can flatten the curve as this continues. Mayor Steinberg has, his team has asked if they could come back on and be a part of this, which we think is great.
Really?
Also, Police Chief Daniel Hahn will be on with us again, too.
Also made a request.
That is
to come
incredible.
Back on. And we're going to have an infectious disease doctor on, and we're going to get to the bottom of, are there treatments and are they legitimate?
Ah, okay.
And one of the other people that we're going to have on that I'm super excited about is we're going to have a news reporter on because I think it's important to know... when giving information out, a lot of people, and listen, we know a lot of things that pop up on Facebook, they can be false.
100%.
They can be made up, or they can be a bot from another country or whatever it is. But a lot of people believe that media puts out false information. And so we wanted to have someone on that's a TV reporter that can talk to us about the information, how they get their information and report it on the news, because I don't think a lot of people understand the fact-finding mission that goes to find facts to make sure that they get the important information out. Here's a story we found. Demi Moore and Bruce Willis, who haven't... Round of applause for them.
What are we clapping for?
What are we clapping for?
Just their existence?
Yes.
Okay.
Demi Moore and Bruce Willis, their 12-year marriage ended in 2000. But they've been quarantined for the last 27 days together with the three children that they have, Rumor, Scout, and Tallulah, which is... interesting because they've both been married to other people. Bruce Willis is currently married. Demi Moore was married to Ashton Kutcher.
Right.
But they are all quarantined together in a house, which looks like it's not only their kids, but maybe significant others of the kids.
Boyfriends of the kids.
It looks like there's maybe like 12 people that are all sitting in this house all together being quarantined, and they're playing games and they're going through pictures and stuff.
I think all together there's seven adults. There's no kids. Seven people and what looks like five dogs.
There's three kids in this picture.
Maybe there are kids.
These must be Bruce Willis's granddaughters, I'm assuming. Anyway, could you be quarantined with your ex? I know they have a great relationship, but after 27 days, you've previously been married. They are very friendly with each other now. He's married to somebody else. She's not married.
I think the weirdest part about this is that he's married. He's married. And like, I know what you're saying. Like, let's say, for instance, you're a couple, you are divorced, and then, you know, a quarantine is happening. So you go, oh, you know what? I'm going to be quarantined with my ex because I want to be there for my kids.
We all want to be able to see our kids. Okay.
That makes sense if your kids are children. These are all full-ass adults, and he actually does have children. He's got a 5-year-old and I think like a 7-year-old. Those are the kids that probably need to see their dad, and he's choosing not to be quarantined with them, but instead his ex-wife and all of their grown children.
So Bruce Willis's wife is Emma Willis, and she even commented on their pictures on Instagram. Love and miss you guys.
So weird.
It's kind of weird.
It'd be less weird if her comment was, oh, there you are.
Okay. Let me play devil's advocate here. Is there a chance that, like...
yes.
Demi and Bruce and their kids and significant others all were in proximity to somebody that tested positive. So rather than Bruce Willis go, oh no, because it's past the quarantine period.
What do you mean?
Well, I was thinking maybe they got exposed.
Like a chicken pox party?
No. I'm saying maybe... Bruce Willis, Demi Moore, their kids and their kids' significant others were all exposed to somebody that has coronavirus, or one of them was, and then exposed the other ones.
Okay.
And so that's why all of them hunkered down together, because they were already exposed and he didn't want to expose his kids and his wife. But then I realized the quarantine period is 14 days.
Right.
So why has it been 27?
That is the only excuse that even kind of makes sense if it was still within the 14 days.
Right.
I think this is just so weird. It's just weird. Right?
And they didn't explain why they're doing this?
No. And how do you sell that to your current wife?
Katie, if you had to, could you be quarantined with your ex-husband?
Absolutely not.
And
although the only way I maybe could is... knowing that he would ignore me and play video games.
Okay.
But then eventually I'd get mad that he wasn't talking to me because I got to talk to somebody.
Right.
But for the most part, please God, no. And he feels that way even more strongly than I do.
Right. Yeah. Could you?
No.
Mm-mm. Not a single one of your exes?
No. That's the only reason why they're exes.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think
so.
I can do
weird.
It.
The whole thing's so weird.
Yeah. Here's another story. CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, has decided that he wants to one-up everybody who has decided to throw in money for coronavirus relief. Oprah decided that she wanted to put up $10 million. The Kardashians are throwing money in there. But Jack Dorsey from Twitter is going to make a $1 billion donation. And he said, I'm moving $1 billion of my Square equity. You know, the Square thing that you can swipe your card in.
Yeah. Okay.
So he owns that.
Oh, he does?
$1 billion is 28% of his wealth. And he's moving it to fund global COVID-19 relief, which
I mean,
awesome.
Totally.
That's the first good thing that the CEO of Twitter has ever done.
What?
Second.
What's the first?
He just expanded it from 140 characters to now you can type in way longer stuff on Twitter.
Have you been on Twitter?
Yes.
It's the worst thing on the planet.
It is.
I don't know why he's excited about that.
He's right, it is. Okay, Rain, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
You have to be quarantined with either Gavin or I.
Here it comes.
Who would you rather be quarantined with and why?
Oh, this is tough. Gavin.
Why? You didn't say why. You didn't say why.
I don't think he has to.
He does.
You know why? Because the entire time, all we would do is try and make each other laugh.
Think about the Back to the Future binges.
Oh, man. We could do it. We could do the whole movie just with him and I.
Oh, man. And here's the biggest part. And I'll answer for Rain. If Rain wanted to be alone and not talk to anybody, which we know Rain loves, I would let him do it.
Mm-hmm.
You would be so... Okay, you know what? At first, I was offended. And then I realized, I think I win.
You take it however you want.
Right.
Because imagine being quarantined with Rain.
I mean, given my current situation, it sounds delightful. I'd be alone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'll be alone.
You can be in your room. I'll be in my room.
That'd be great.
Right.
Everyone's
banging on the walls.
We'll send a funny Tiger King meme to each other.
Right.
So would you rather be quarantined with him than me?
Yes.
Why?
All the reasons that were just lifted.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, she's...
Oh, boy.
Oh, we got to go.
I want to quarantine myself away from both of you.
Great Scott!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.